last time we had a shear, quite a few weeks ago, so we spoke about, we're still on the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and we spoke about the words Kel Elyon. Mainly the shear was on the words Kel Elyon. So, let's go on. We continue, we say, Goyim el chasodim toivim v'koinei ha'koil. Who bestows beneficial kindnesses v'koinei ha'koil and creates everything. We already spoke about Goyim el chasodim toivim back when we spoke about Berachas HaShachar. There's a bracha we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyim El Chasodim Toivim L'Am Yisrael. Right? One, the obvious question is that Chasodim, by definition, are Toivim. Chasodim, kindness, is good. So why does it seems to be repetitive when it says, Goyim El Chasodim Toivim, that Hashem bestows beneficial kindnesses? And back there we saw that, we know that there's, that whatever Kol Ma'ad Avad Rachman Al Tav Avad, whatever Hashem does is for the good. So sometimes there are chasadim that are malubash, they're clothed in what seems to be something bad. But when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us goodness in the form of chasadim, in the form of kindness, that's called chasadim toiv. It's not just toiv in the form of din or chesed that looks bad, it's chasadim toiv. I actually just saw the chasam sefer this week. It says, the pasuk begins, Vayishma Yisrael koyim midyan chasin Moshe. It says, Yisrael, the priest of Midian, the father of Moshe, heard, as kol asher osa lekim the Moshe the Yisrael amoy, everything that Hashem did for Moshe and Yisrael, his nation, let's get the exact words. Yehoiti Hashem is Yisrael of Mitzrayim, that Hashem took an Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. This pasuk seems to be repetitive. Right? It starts out saying, he saw all that Hashem did for Moshe Yisrael Amai, which includes Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why does it need to say afterwards, Yehoiti Hashem is Yisrael of Mitzrayim, that Hashem took an Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Besides that, it starts out with Hashem Elekim. It's called Hashem also Elekim, the Moshe Yisrael Amai. All that Elikim did for Moshe and Yisrael, and then it says, "Ki Oiti Hashem is Yisrael Mitzrayim." So Chasam Sefer says that what Yisrael heard was is that despite the fact that Bnei Yisrael were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, that in order to take them out early, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them the Koshi Ashibud. Hashem made the servitude more difficult so that he should be able to take them out earlier. So there was an Elokim, there was a Midas Adin that seemed so severe for those years that it was Koshi Ashivud, but it was all for the sake of the chesed of taking them out early. So that's what Yisrael heard. Vayishma Yisrael is called Asher also Elokim. He heard all that Elikim, which is Midas Adin, did to Moshe and to Yisrael, his nation. Why? Why did Hashem do that? Ki hoiti Hashem, that Havaya, the Chesed, the Rebbe Shalom, the Midas HaChesed, wanted to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim early. So when Yisrael heard that even that all the din in the world is also Latoiv, so that's when he came. But the Rebbe Shalom is Gan Chasodim Toiv. Ribbono Shel Olam gives us chesed, good chesed. Goodness in the form of chesed, chesed in the form of goodness. And that is what we're mentioning here by Shemin Esrei. So chesedim tovim is to exclude chesedim that are in the levush of something that seems bad. V'koine ha-koil. Now the word v'koine ha-koil means, simple meaning is, he creates everything. No, that's not what koine usually means. Koine means he acquires everything. And for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to acquire something, that would indicate that it belonged to somebody else first. And obviously can't be true. So why do we have the word v'koine ha-koil? Why do we use the word v'koine? He creates everything. And really, this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, where the pasuk says that it's Baruch Avram l'keil elyoin koine shemayim v'oretz. He acquires heaven and earth. So this question of what does v'koine mean, and how can we use the word acquire for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who created everything, it was asked of the Rashba. The Rashba and the Tshuvas comment on this, and the Rashba explains that v'koine best describes that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created Yesh Me'ayin, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created something out of nothing. Because, says the Rashba, a kinyan can only be on a davar sheyesh by mamish. You can only make an acquisition on something that is tangible. So, what the koine ha-koil means, says the Rashba, the koine ha-koil means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought everything into the realm of kinyan. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one that made everything from nothing, where kinyan, it's not in the realm of kinyan, into mamish, into something tangible, which is now in the realm of kinyan. V'koine ha-koil. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought everything into the realm of kinyan. That's one pshat, says the Rashba. Another pshat, says the Rashba, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought Shemayim v'oretz into mamashis. What? It's everything within it. Shemayim v'aretz, hakol v'chol. The second pshat says that Rashba, that v'koine comes from the word kan tzipor. Comes from the word of a nest. V'koine ha-koil, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created a nest that encompasses everything. And the Rashba calls this the koyach horishon, the first koyach that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created, which is called the koyach ahiyuli. It's the, all the Rishonim use that word. It's before anything was created, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created a koyach, which was with the word bereshis. Everything was included in that koyach. That was the nest that the entire world was raised in that nest. Everything, Shemayim, Va'aretz, V'chol Asher Bam, everything stems from that koyach that came, that made from nothing the possibility for something to exist. The possibility for a creation to exist. So the koine hakoil, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created this nest of hakoil that encompasses and allowed everything to be created. And the Rashba says that it is a person is mechuyev to have in mind both pirusha when he says the words v'koine ha-koil. We know that having in mind perush hamilas in the first bracha Shemin Esrei is essential. It's ma'akiv. So the Rashba says a person is mechuyev to have in mind by the koine hakoil both of these pirushim, that it is the koine means that he brought everything into the realm of kinyan, that it's from nothing into something tangible, and the koine is that the Ebon Shalom created the nest for everything to exist, which is that first koyach of Bria.
What tense is Koine? Is it he did it or he's doing it now?
Well, Rabban Shalom is Machadish B'chol Yom Tov at Masa
Bereishis. It's Machadish, but it's not creating something from nothing.
Okay, it's a continuous... Which indicates that the Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly creating. Now, there is a difference of nusach, whether we say v'koine hakoil or koine hakoil. So in Sefer Nachal Eliyahu, he explains that there's a difference in the interpretation of Shemoneh Esrei, whether we say v'koine hakol or koine hakol. And what is that? If you say v'koine hakol, and he acquires everything, that would indicate that it's a continuation of what's written before that. What's written before that is v'zecher chasdeiovos. Right? Hashem remembers. I'm sorry. Goyim el chasadim tovim. Goyim el chasadim tovim. Hashem bestows beneficial kindness. V'koine hakoil. And he acquires everything. And according to that, pshat is that due to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom is goyim el chasadim tovim, due to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom bestows beneficial kindness upon everything in the world, that is why v'koine hakoil. That's how the Rebbeinu Shlom acquires everything, because we're all indebted to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Since we're all indebted to him, he owns us. That's if it's Yagaris with a Vav. But if you say Koine HaKoil, so Koine is a new thing now. Koine HaKoil v'zoicha chazdeyavos. Right? He acquires everything and he remembers the chazdeyavos. And according to that, pshat is that despite the fact that the Rebbeinu Shloimam acquires everything and the entire world is his, nevertheless, the Rebbeinu Shloim appreciates the Chasdei Avos. The Rebbeinu Shloim appreciated the kindness of the Avos. And therefore, therefore, he brings a redemption to their children and grandchildren for the sake of his name. And he bases this on a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Hein Lashem Alekecha Hashemayim Yishmei Hashemayim Ha'oretz V'chol Hashemba." Despite the fact that Hashem owns the heavens and the heavens of the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it, Rak Ma'avisecha Choshek Hashem. Nevertheless, the Rebbeinu Shlom desired your always le'ahava Yisam v'yivchar b'zarem achreim b'chem. And the Rebbeinu Shlom chose their descendants after them. B'kol Amim. Despite the fact that Koine HaKoil, nevertheless, Vezecha Chazayavos, Rebbein Shlodom, desired the actions of the Ovois, and therefore, maybe Goyal Vinei Vineyim, Manch Shmai B'Yahav. So those are the two explanations, according to Pshat, between whether Yegor is V'Koine or Koine HaKoil. The Shalom HaKadosh says that you should say V'koine, because Goymel, Chasodim, Toivim, Vikoine. The first letters would be Gimel, Ches, Tes, Vav. The gematria of those four letters is 26, which is the Shem Havai. Yudke Vavke is 26. So, Goymel, Chasodim, Toivim, Vikoine is the Rosh HaTevis is gematria 26. And we want to allude to the Shem Havaya because we're about to say that the Rebbe Shalom brings a redeemer to the descendants of the Avos because of his name. Now, Reb Chaim Vital, the Girsa in Reb Chaim Vital is Koine HaKoil, not Vikoine. What? What? Koine? It's in our Siddur. Who else? A lot of people. Any Siddur already? So the in Priyat Chaim, the nusach is Koine HaKoil. Now I'll just say what the Priyat Chaim says, and then we'll talk about how it relates to us. Al derech avoda. The Priyat Chaim says. Priyat Chaim Vital says that the reason why I should say Koine, because Koine is Kuf Vav Nun Hey, is the same letters as Vinake, which is the 13th Midah of the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim. Out of the 13 Midahs of Rachamim, the last Midah is Vinake, which means that Hashem cleanses us. He forgives us. Vinake. So Koine is the same letters as Vinake, and we want to represent that. With the Vav. Kuf Vav Nun Hey. Without the Vav before it. Now, the truth is, if you look into the Shla, when even though he says to say Vinake, to say Vikoine, he is not Goyris of Vav after the Kuf. So really, the Shlach accomplishes both. Because if you say Vikoine, you have the Rosh HaTevis of Gemach HaSod and Tovim Vikoine. And since you don't have the Vav after the Kuf, it's Vikoine is the same Oisis as Vinake. The Rebbe Chaim Vital adds that also Koine, Kuf Vav Nune, is Gematria 161. Which is the same gematria as the Shem Aleph K Yud K with the Milui. Meaning, if you write out Aleph K Yud K, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Fe, K is K Yud, Vav is, I'm sorry, not Vav, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, K is K Yud, it also comes out to 161. And we want to, says the Reb Chaim Vital, we want to allude to Vinake, which is the 13th Midah of the Shlesh Asra Midas, Shal Rachman, and we also want to allude to the Shem Aleph Ke Yud Ke with the Mili. Now, let's try to relate to this a little bit. The Bnei Yisrael brings from Beheshla Zidichover that the famous concept that Bnei Yisrael brings all the time is that the Shlesh Asrei Midoy Shah Toyre Nidreshes Bohem, there are 13 Midoys that we use to darshan the Torah. Kalvachayim Regezere Shava, Binyanav, the Rice of Rabbi Shmuel mentions the 13 Midos. Those 13 Midrash HaTorah and Nedrashes Bohem correspond to the Shlosh Esrei Midos Shorach. He brings that. That's why Moshe, when in Parshas Baloischa, when Miriam was smitten with tzaras, it's Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chaymer. Right? He made a kal v'chaymer He made a kal v'chaymer. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to make a kal v'chaymer when his sister is suffering with tzaras? Because he wanted to be ma'orer the midah of kale. The midah of kale, which is the first of the shlosh esrei midah shel rachamim, that corresponds to kal v'chaymer. So when you make a kal v'chaymer, one is arouses the midah of kale, and so on with the other midahs. Says the Rebbe Heshlis of the Chayver. The last midah shatoda nedreshes when I don't know how many of you say the Rabbi Shmuel Leimer every morning. Some people just only say Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, but at the end, some people only say the last one too. V'chein shnei k'suvim ha-makchishim ze'azeh. Right, the last midah shatoda nedreshes when is that if you have two psukim that contradict each other, and there's a third pasuk that seems to be the machria, it seems to be the pasuk that can bring them both together, we go like the third pasuk, right? If you have two psukim that contradict each other, you need a third pasuk to be machria between the two of them, to resolve the contradiction. What is that last midah correspond to? So Rav Heshlis of the Chayver says the Gemara in Masechtes Yuma asks a contradiction. In the Shlosh Esrei Midos, it says in the pasuk Venake lo yenake. Venake means he will cleanse. Lo yenake means he won't cleanse. So the Gemara asks, the pasuk contradicts itself within itself. Astir v'nayubei. It says Menake, Mashma Hashem will forgive. He will cleanse. Then it says Lo Yenake, he won't cleanse. Make up your mind. So the Gemara answers, Kan Lemi Shoyse Tshuva. Kan Lemi Shoyse Tshuva. It depends. If somebody does Tshuva, then the Rabbi Yisrael forgives. That's Menake. Lo Yenake is if he doesn't. If he doesn't do tshuva, where does the Gemara get this from? What the Gemara gets this from is because the Shlosh Esrei Midah Shel Rachamim are also alluded to in a pasuk in Micha. Right, the pasuk that begins with the words Mikael Kamoicha. Mikael Kamoicha. No, it's a yovim, but I'll pesha the shed. It's not also the hechzik ladapoy. Whole sefer Torah Devarah is based on this pasuk. Mikael Kamoicha really. Describes the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Now, the words that correspond to Venake Lo Yenake in that pasuk in Micha is Mimei Kedem. Mimei Kedem means from the days before the world was created. What was there before the world was created? Tshuva was created. Tshuva was there before the world was created. So the Gemara has a contradiction. The snake suvim on the kishim says that there's two psukim that contradict each other. It says Venake and it says lo yenake. We need a third pasuk to be machria. The third pasuk is the pasuk in Micha, which says mimei kedem, and that's why the Gemara says tshuva is the answer. If somebody does tshuva is Venake, somebody doesn't do tshuva is lo yenake. So now we understand how the last Midah Shatoda Nedreshes Bohem corresponds to the last Midah of the Shlosh Esrei Midah Shel Rachamim. Venake Lo Yenake corresponds to Shnei K'suvim HaMakchishim Ze'ezeh. Now, by the sneh, by the burning bush, the Rebbeinu Shlalem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Bnei Yisrael, go and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shlalem, "Chiyoti as Bnei Yisrael we are in Mitzrayim." And Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, "Ezeschus, what merit do they have?" To which the Rebbeinu Shlalem responds, "But Yachas al Mitzrayim tells them to come all over them. When you take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, they will serve Hashem on this mountain." Rashi explains. Hashem's answer is, you're right. They have no schus. However, when they come out of Mitzrayim, they will receive the Torah. And I'm going to redeem them. I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim in the merit of their Kabbalah HaTorah of the future. So then Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, okay, I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael. They're going to ask me Ma Shemoi. They're going to ask me, what's his name? Ma'im Ralehim. What should I say to them? So Hashem answers, answer them, Eke Asher Eke. Answer them with the shame, Aleph Ke Yud Ke. So the Badich of Eruv explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's question, Mashmoy, was, I'm going to come to Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to tell them that the time has come for their Geula. But they're all going to say, come on, Moshe. We're not deserving of a geula. We're a memtav shari tuma. So Moshe, so I'm going to tell them what you just told me, Rabbi Nishalei. I'm going to tell them that you're right. You're talking not deserving. But when we leave here, you're going to be mekabel the Torah. It's in the schus of that Kabbalah. So they're all going to say, that sounds retarded. We haven't done anything yet. It's in the schus that we're going to do something in the future. That's... And that's chus Hashem's going to take us out. What is that name called? The name of Hashem that's willing to accept a Kabbalah and a resolution of the future as if it's now. What is that name called? And the Rebbeinu Shlalem says that name is called Aleph Ke Yud Ke, which means Eya, I will be. It's the koyach of a Yid to say, I will be. Even though I'm not now, I accept upon myself that I will be better. I'll be good. That is the koyach of tshuva. That a yid can make a resolution, I will be, and the Rebbeinu Shlalem accepts it as if it is. We learned that from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael says that this is why Elul is a month of tshuva. Because when the Rebbeinu Shlalem created the world, there was nobody that was deserving of a creation. So why did the Rebbeinu Shlalem create the world? So the Medrash tells us, Nimlach b'nishmaseim shel tzadikim. The Rebbeinu Shlalem saw that Nachas Ruach, he was going to eventually have from tzadikim, so he created the world. So this midah of Aleph Ke Yud Ke, I will be, or there will be, happened in Elul, before the world was created. So therefore, Elul has within itself the segula that every yid can say, Eya, I will be. Every yid has the ability to do tshuva in Chodesh Elul. He says, that's why we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, Hashem, take us back to you. Vinashuva, we will do tshuva. Where do we find that? Chodesh Ameinu Kekedem. We find that in the Kedem, he made Kedem in the times before the world was created. The only Rebbeinu Shlalem only created the world because there was going to be a Nachas Ruach from Kal Yisrael. So, if there's one of Hashem's names that is associated with Tshuva, it's the Shem Aleph Ke Yud Ke. The ability of a Yid to say, Eya, I will be. And that is what lies in Vinake. V'nake, Chazal say, who is for who is Hashem? V'nake, who does Hashem cleanse? The one that does tshuva. Lo yinake, the one that don't do tshuva. Now, why is it that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is willing to accept a resolution when we really talk it didn't do anything yet? Why is it that when a Yid says, Eya, I will be, that is sufficient? The answer is because Machshava Tove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzav Lamai, so we have a klal, there's a rule, a good thought, Hashem considers it as if it's an action. That's only by Yidin. By Goyim, that is not the case. By Yidin, a machshava ra in a kadosh baruch hu b'tzav l'maase, a bad thought that Hashem does not consider an action. By the goy, it is considered. And the reason for that is because we are descendants of the Aves HaKadoshim. And the Aves HaKadoshim have inherited to us a nature is that we are naturally good people. So therefore, if we have a good thought, it can be assumed that it will be done because we are naturally good people. However, when we have a bad thought, we can assume that it can be assumed that it will not be done because we're naturally good people. And it's the other way around by the nations of the world. So now, Shemin Esrei is understood. Vikoine or koine, whichever way you want to do it, it's vikoine without a, if it's vikoine, it's without a vav after the kuf. If it's koine, it's with a vav after the kuf. Vikoine is venake. It's venake. Venake for those who do tshuva. And that is the gematria of eke, of the shame of tshuva, aleph ke yud ke, the ability of a yid to say, I will be. Why is that? Because v'zeicha chazdei avos. It's because the Rebbeinu Shlomo remembers the chazdei avos. And therefore, who may be goya levnei v'nehem leman shemoi b'ahava. And that is why the Rebbeinu Shlomo brings a goyahel to their descendants, even though their children are not worthy of it, because we have that v'nake. Because we can say aleph ke yud ke. We can say, Eya, I will be. And that is the man Shemoi, because of his name, Aleph Ke Yud Ke. Be'ahava, with love. Or be'ahava, ahava is 13. That is the 13th midah of Venake. So you look at the Rechaim, you look at the Priyat Chaim, and it all looks so Kabbalistic. Right? Venake, Eke. If you bring it down, it has a very strong message. Every time we say these words, we should be making a resolution that we're going to be better people. And we'll be Zeche to maybe Goyel of Nevenayim. The Avodram says that Umevi Goyal of Nevi Nehem is written in present. It's not that he brought a Goyal of Nevi Nehem. Not only, he says it's Lashon Hoive, it's Lashon Osid, and Lashon Avar. Means that Umevi Goyal of Nevi Nehem means that Rebbeinu Shel Olam has brought a redeemer to their descendants. He brings a redeemer to their descendants, and that refers to the Geula Protis, the individual redemptions that we constantly have, and maybe Goya, Rebbeinu will bring a redeemer, Levnei V'Nayim, and that is all due to the, just like it was in Mitzrayim, was in the Schus of Aleph Ke Yud Ke. That is how our individual Geulas happen as well when we make those resolutions, and that is how the Geula Hasida will be as well. when we'll make as a klal, when we'll make a resolution to be better people. So Bezoicha Chaz Deyavois, Hashem remembers, recalls the kindnesses of the Yavois, who may be Goya the Bnei B'nayim, and he brings a redeemer to their children's children in the Mount Shemoy B'Yahava, for his namesake with love. So the tour, almost 2 minutes. We're in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. Says Tiknu LaHazgir Chaz Deyavois Eitz LaGeula. Chazal Rav Masakin to mention the kindness of the Yavois next to the Geula. Loimar to say Sha'afim Tamiz Chus Avois even if Chas V'Sholem. The schus of the Ovis is finished. We've used it up already. Geulasai lo'ilam kayamis. Nevertheless, Hashem's geula is guaranteed to happen. Nevertheless. Shariv tiach bo b'shmoy ha'godol. Because he has promised us with his great name. V'chasha shemoy kayam lo'ilam lo'ilam me'olamim. And just like Hashem's name exists forever, kach geulaseinu lo'ilam kayamis. So also, his promise to liberate us is also exists forever. So basically, it works like this. So v'zoyecha chaz deyavois, Hashem remembers his the tour saying pshat. V'zoyecha chaz deyavois, Hashem remembers the chasadim, the kindness of the yavois, and therefore who may be goyel v'nei v'neihem, and therefore he brings a redeemer to his children's children. And even if it's not v'zoicha chaz deyavois, because we've used that up already, it's maybe goyel v'nei v'neihem the Mount Shemoy B'Yahava. He will still bring a goyel to his children's children because he promised with his holy name, with his great name. We should be zoicha v'korav mamish that the Rebbeinu Shem Mekayem is avtocha that he promised with his great name, we should be zoicha to maybe go to the name of the man. Amen.